This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The fear is that Russia could soon attack Ukraine. The Pentagon has ordered 8,500 troops on higher alert to potentially deploy to Europe as part of a NATO response force. AP National Security Correspondent Lolita Baldor.
This is clearly a message to Russia that the U.S. is very serious about protecting the allies. The United States has troops. They are ready to deploy. There are thousands of troops already in Europe. But this prepare to deploy order is meant, obviously, as a message to Russia that the U.S. is indeed ready to militarily respond if it has to.
Jurors at the federal civil rights trial of three former Minneapolis police officers will be hearing witness testimony today after yesterday's opening statements. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Now the prosecutor says videos will show that former officer Tu Tao, instead of intervening, stood directly next to Derek Chauvin and taunted George Floyd, telling bystanders, "This is why you don't use drugs," and ignoring their pleas to check on Floyd's pulse. The prosecutor says Alexander King never once told Chauvin to get off of Floyd, even after Floyd stopped struggling and King couldn't find a pulse. She also told jurors Officer Thomas Lane chose to do nothing. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A defense attorney said Officer Derek Chauvin was the senior officer on the scene, giving all the instructions, and that the Minneapolis Police Department did too little to train officers to intervene in a situation like this. Now to Partygate. London police are investigating as Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government comes under fire for allegedly holding events during a COVID lockdown. Police investigating Downing Street parties during the lockdown. A number of events, say police. This is AP News. Should adults get a fourth COVID vaccine dose? The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A panel of experts is advising the Israeli government to begin offering a fourth vaccine dose to everyone over the age of 18. The advisory committee says research shows a fourth dose provides 3 to 5 times the level of protection against serious disease and double the protection against infection compared to 3 doses. The health ministry's director must approve the recommendation, though. Israel's already offering a second booster to everyone over the age of 60 and those at high risk. It began offering third doses to the general population last summer. There are currently some 580,000 active patients in Israel, with just 845 listed as seriously ill. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow gained 99 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.